No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? How is your victory Monday going as the 49ers have proved to 10-4? I'm excited about today's episode, which is 1,574 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. Have to say thank you to our executive producers, Dorian Campbell, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, and David Gill. The title of today's show, what are the 49ers best at? And I wanted to answer a whole lot of just different kind of questions as, you know, I started breaking down film. The offensive film breakdown is up, the All-22 end zone film and all that stuff over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page. Just a lot of things just kept ringing true throughout this game. And, you know, as Brock Purdy has returned, and there's a lot of similarities to a few different questions that I think kind of ring true. And kind of the counterpoint of that, what are the 49ers worst at? Those are two questions that I want to dive into. I want to talk about grades, PFF grades, all those different things that, you know, stood out, and what are some of the themes that we can derive from that. Talk playoffs, of course. What are the playoff clinching scenarios? Pretty simple. What happens this Thursday night football? You've got the Rams versus Seahawks. What do you want to happen? And again, how do all of these things align with the new game plan that is the 49ers 2025 season, and how they continue just to stay in line with this idea of this is the way the 49ers will win games? It's been the same formula for about 2 months now, which is pretty fun to see it kind of come to fruition, and constantly the analytics agree, the film agrees, all those things are there. So thank you to all the hashtag CCs, Captain Insano first in the list today. What's up, Bear? Appreciate you guys. Everybody showing up. I love it, man. Big Papa, the man. Good to see you guys in here. Oh, we got Joel. all the way down for the Philippines. Appreciate you, man. Sean, good to see you guys. That's right. Late show today. My throat, I'm struggling. Yeah, starting to get sick, whatever. I don't sleep and I travel nonstop, man. The voice is the first thing to go. I feel fine, but man, I got a nasty cough and all that kind of stuff. So I did a breakdown this morning early on and then tried to rest. And I'm like, oh, just got to get amped up, you know, so that I can record. I got my like clear voice spray, which like pretty awesome. So if you see me spray, it's like hyper chloroseptic, whatever, made for so that you can talk a bunch. But yeah. Excited to be with you guys. Love seeing everybody in the chat. You guys are the best. And as always, y'all got questions, man, throw those up in the chat. We'll do our best to get those answered, all those things. That's right. Benji, he says, playoff bound after this week. It's right there. I don't think the 49ers have to do anything. I truly do believe that if the 49ers went 0-3 to close out this season, they're still making the playoffs. And maybe we'll just start there with the playoff, you know, clinching scenario. You win this game, you're in the playoffs. If Detroit Lions lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers this week, you're in the playoffs. Literally, Niners win one game, playoffs clinched. Lions lose one game, playoffs clinched. I think it's at like 97%. Now, stranger things have happened. Awesome new season, by the way. But I've said for a month place. 10 wins, 2 months, maybe 10 wins was the magic number because you started off on such a heater with division games and with conference games. And, you know, like, I don't think that the 49ers have to do anything else to get into the playoffs. I think they're in. Now, it's not official or whatever else, but because of all of the tiebreakers that I've talked about, still the most conference wins, still the most division wins, they have that locked down. It's what it is. And so that's not going to change. So the playoff clinching scenarios for the 49ers, win or Detroit Lions lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think the Steelers, oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know this answer. I'm going to find this out real quick because the 49ers are going to be favored every single game that they have left on the schedule. Now, they have announced that Philip Rivers is going to be the starting quarterback for this upcoming week, Monday Night Football, which is exciting because we're going to be out there. And so, like, yeah, if you guys are coming out and you want to see some great stuff, you know, out there Monday Night Football, you get to see Philip Rivers go against Brock Purdy Monday Night Football. Are you kidding me? Oh, cannot freaking wait, man. So yeah, come on out, party with us if you're going to be out there. But you look at just what's on the horizon. So currently, I'm trying to find the spreads here. The Lions are favored by 7 against the Steelers. The 49ers are favored by 6 currently over at MyBookie. So if you're looking at the betting odds for next week, one of those things have to happen for the 49ers to clinch the playoff spot. That's it. That's it. It's relatively simple. It's relatively easy because you took care of business early because you had a great backup quarterback. I think that that's a very, very, very big deal. Very, very big deal. Let's see here. Keep going through the chat. I'm already behind it. I already knew that. Oh, my man, Jack. Speaking of greatness and getting to see Philip Rivers, which is going to be really cool, one of my all-time favorite players in the NFL. Even more importantly than that is Mr. Jack. Can't wait to see you, man. Thanks for the super chat. It says, can't wait to see you this weekend, John. Between the rush party and the tailgate, you're going to be sick of my ginger face by kickoff. I hope that is the case, my friend. You are the man and really appreciate all you do. And just your friendship, man. That's the thing. Like, the 49ers community is so badass in so many ways. You get to pick your journey. Like, if you just want to get 49ers information, there's that on social media. There's so many podcasts, YouTube, all that kind of stuff. If you want to participate in the community, man, that's there as well. Like, that's what we're freaking fighting for. And so, yeah, Jack, you're somebody that I consider a friend. I do wish we were in Kansas City so we get some barbecue together. But, man, you know, as I look through this chat, like, dude, we got my man Ben right here. Like, that's a friend. Aussie, my freaking dude, appreciate you guys. And, you know, I start looking through this and I'm like, dude, I know a lot of these people in the chat and I'm very thankful for that. I am very, very thankful for that. And so appreciate you guys. So hopefully you guys come out, but man, the 49ers sitting in the sixth seed, they don't have to do anything to land in the fifth seed. Because if you look at the schedule, guess what? Rams at Seahawks, Thursday night football. Probably going to be one of the best Thursday night football games of the year. But it doesn't matter who loses. The 49ers will leap them. Doesn't matter. The worst situation would be a tie. If they tie, the 49ers will not pass anybody. But the 49ers will jump into the fifth seed or the first seed just based off of this game. Like, the 49ers could be literally the first seed team Friday and do nothing. Literally do nothing. So, if you look at it, you want the Seattle Seahawks to win. All the 49ers should want the Seattle Seahawks to win. And if that happens, they would be ahead of the Rams because they have a better conference record. They split the series 1-1, so nobody wins that. They would have a better divisional record and conference record. So they would leapfrog the Rams if they lose. Seattle Seahawks, they're at 11-3. Sorry, I apologize. You can't be the one seed. I misspoke. But we're assuming the 49ers beat them and win out. That week 18 game, that would be huge. But if Seattle wins out, but you beat them, right? So they beat the Rams, they win their 2-week matchup, then you play them week 18 and beat them. You pass Seattle because you would have a better divisional record. You split the head to head, goes to divisional record. You have better that, and you have a better conference record. That now, the one area where the 49ers would lose a tie if it got that far is strength of victory. But it goes head-to-head, divisional, conference, then strength of victory. Well, the 49ers aren't losing a head-to-head with either of those two teams because at worst it's a split 1-1 and 1-1 with both. Even if they lose to Seattle, it's still a split. Then it goes to divisional record, which the 49ers would win. Then it goes to conference record, which the 49ers would win as well. So the Niners control where they are if the Rams drop one game. So if Seattle wins Thursday night, the 49ers would jump past the Rams. The Rams would fall from 1-6. The 49ers would go from 6-5. That's what it would be. If Seattle loses, the opposite, well, then you would just jump straight ahead of Seattle. They'd fall to 11-4, which technically you don't pass them yet, but you will be passing them once you play, as long as you don't lose, right? This is dependent upon the 49ers winning that game. But the 49ers are in a wonderful position where if they win out, I'm going to keep saying this, the fifth seed is the most likely. If you're looking at just playoff percentage chances, the fifth seed's the most likely. Sixth seed next, then one seed, then seventh seed. Like, that's about it. I don't think the second seed is really a possibility because you play the Bears. It's fifth, sixth, first. Those are the three most likely. Those are the three most likely. That's where it is, man.
Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there's nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, Tara? Speaking of friends, you guys are the best. Yeah, you got to pull for the Seahawks. I hate it. I hate it. What's up, S1K Friday, man? Appreciate you guys. Right here said, John, when this season first started, I said that the Niners made the playoffs, I would be very happy. I never imagined they would be 10-4 this season. That's the thing. This season, up and down, up and down. The lowest point was definitely when Fred got hurt. Like, the Bosa injury hurt. But, like, you know, was he injured? Was he not? He was walking around, like, how bad it was, and you had to wait like 2 days, and then, yeah, it was, and he was done. Fred, everybody knew instantaneously. I was down at the stadium, and Raymond James, I was down to Tampa Bay, and his foot was facing the wrong direction. Card out immediately. That was the lowest point, and you lost that game, and it was just like, man, it's over. Like, how do you do this without Bosa and Warner? But when you put it into the context and, like, man, the schedule, the coaching, the blue chip players, those are the three things I was harping on all offseason. These are the three reasons why the 49ers could be successful this year. Well, you lost two of your elite blue chippers, but you still had five more. Still had Trent, still had Kittle, still had Purdy, still had CMC, right? Like, you still had those guys. That kind of carried you through. And if you want to throw in D'Amador Lenore in that conversation, he's kind of the tweener there. I wouldn't call it true blue chip yet. But yeah, Sin, I'm with you. If you knew all the injuries that were going to take place to the 49ers and somebody said, hey, y'all could be at 10-4, take it or leave it. 100 fans out of 100 fans would have taken that. All those injuries, and we're still, 49ers still going to be 10-4? That is huge. And you know, I put this out on Twitter this morning. The dog woke me up early this morning, so I was up pretty early. And so I just start clicking through all kinds of different things on my pro football research. And, you know, I was just curious what the 49ers kind of, you know, have accomplished. Notorious GAV says this: haven't we had more 10 win seasons since 1981 than any other franchise? Think I heard that during the broadcast. Very, very possible. So I just looked at the past 7 years, right? Kyle Shanahan shows up 2017. Rebuild. You go from second worst team in the NFL 2018 to Super Bowl 2019. So I was like, man, this 7 year stretch, 2019 through 2025, seven seasons, the 49ers have won 10 or more games in 5 out of the last 7 seasons. 5 out of the last 7 seasons. And I was like, huh, I wonder what other teams have done that. Like, that's incredible. So I start looking. 5 teams in the NFL have accomplished that feat. The Bills, the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Rams. Some powerhouse teams with elite quarterbacks and great coaches. Now, you could say, well, the 49ers haven't won a Super Bowl during that time. I totally understand that. That is a valid criticism. But, man, you've got to get to the dance to win a Super Bowl. And you've got to knock on the door before you can kick it open. The Niners keep putting themselves in those opportunities. And so, yeah, you haven't won it all yet, but you're doing everything you can to get there, to get there, to get there. Eventually, you got to kick that door down. And this team, like, when people were saying, like, oh, Kyle's on the hot seat, I'm just like, man, you're an idiot. All the people that kept saying that, and every time I try not to be disrespectful whenever people ask that in the chat, because I don't want to be dismissive. And I understand there's a lot of knee-jerk reactions and a lot of, you know, Monday morning quarterback and all those things, and like, you're the best or you're the worst. Man, that's just not the reality of today's NFL. Kyle Shanahan's a damn good coach. Damn good coach. Is he the best coach? Is, you know, you want to call him a choker or whatever else? Like, dude has a 2-1 playoff win ratio. Dude, every single time he's made it to the playoffs, he's made it to the NFC Championship at worst. Dude's incredible, man. Just absolutely incredible. Jack, again, appreciate you, man. Thank you so, so much. We've got a couple more super chats. Let's dive in. I freaking love it. S1K Friday. Thank you for the super chat. Just finished the post-game video. I want to say I'm with you. No sympathy for those who quit the team. They need to be like Warner, doing everything possible to come back. And that's the thing that, like, like, imagine being 54 or 97. And I know there are two different spectrums of those two players by themselves. Fred Warner's the ultimate everything. But, like, you're getting paid literally twice as much as Fred Warner is getting paid. And you can't show up for months? Fred Warner broke his damn leg, showed up the next week, gave a halftime speech. Fall in line or get the fuck out the way. It's simple. And thank you, S1K. And I apologize. Busted out the F-bomb. And I don't like to curse on the show. But whatever I do it for a reason. And that's kind of where I'm at. So, like, yeah, the tone, set the tone, boys. The tone is set. 54, team first, always, 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 man. Set the tone. I freaking love it. Ah, oh, man. Right here, Cam's daddy says, your take on Thursday game, Taco Bell is hurt. Yeah, talk about Davante Adams, the hamstring. That looked rough. You know, he was running that fade and just face down. You can tell, like, he ain't playing this week. My assumption is you're going to have two to possibly three games without Davante Adams. I think you rest him for the playoffs. Rams are sitting there thinking, man, if we get the bye, he'll be fully healthy. That's a month off. Rams are the better team. And you have this. Rams have a good defense, but it's not the elite defense that it once was. It's a matchup defense that sometimes can be like killer. But that offense is probably the best of the NFL, right? The Rams offense is probably the best of the NFL. Then you look at the Seattle defense, that might be the best of the NFL. And their offense is kind of like, man, sometimes good. You win a game with six field goals, like whatever. You know, who is Sam Darnold? Is he great? Is he not great? Is he just average? Is he like, I don't know. It's weird. I think the Rams are the better team, but I want Seattle to win. So I'm hoping Seattle wins. I'm curious what the spread is. I mean, it's a one-point game. The Rams are favored by one. Sorry about that cough. I told you it's rough. Chapman's struggling out here, man. It's what it is. So that's where that is. Oh, look at this. My man, Tommy. You're the freaking best, dude. Appreciate the super chat, your generosity. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Whatever you want to say. Love you, brother. You're the absolute best. Shout out to Gav, number one Warriors fan in the house. Yeah, Notorious GAV, fullbacks and Warriors, man. That's a good place. But thank you. And it's the holidays. We're flying the oldest Chapman kiddo back out here, which I'm super pumped about. That's going to be fun. And so hopefully you guys have time to spend with family or loved ones. And if you don't, stay busy and take time to reach out to people you ain't talked to. I know the holidays are a very, very hard time. You know, us being foster parents and stuff, you know, we had these dreams of what holidays would be. And my wife is like, man, she's like Santa's little helper. She is like freaking Christmas holidays galore, and like she still has the original Easter baskets, like for our kids the first year we got them, which they were 4 and 9. Now they're 17 and 22. So like you count those years, like my wife. And so like it was hard for us because, dude, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, and all these holidays, which everybody thinks are very, very positive, you got some deep family issues. You know, you coming in the past and, you know, being in the foster care system for so long, like those aren't easy transitions. It took us a long time to realize, like, okay, these are going to be chaotic times once those holidays come out. And it's already started showing its head in the Chapman household, sadly. But anyway, take time to love those around you and people you haven't heard from. Take time to reach out. Holidays are rough times. But, Tommy, I appreciate you, your generosity, your comments, your friendship. You're a good dude. Ah, look at this. Speaking of great people, Vicky, I call her sis. She runs everything at the 40 Hours Rush Road Trip. If you've ever been to one, she's always there. Thank you for the super chat. She says, my take is the entire thing is up for grabs. Hoping Sam Darnold doesn't crap the bed Thursday. We miss you, John. I miss you, too. I miss you too. You are absolutely incredible. And just smile on my face. See little sis in the house. Absolutely love it. So lots of good things. Now I haven't even touched the notes yet. We still got a lot of stuff to get there, but talking Christmas, man, if you guys didn't bet with us last week, what were you doing? We have made so much money this year. Hopefully we keep going. At some point it's going to dry up, but last week was our biggest positive. And if you haven't bet yet, man, MyBookie has so many Christmas specials. December doesn't have to be the most expensive month of the year if you're betting with MyBookie. They have their 12 days of Christmas is coming soon with daily offers dropping back to back to back to back 12 days in a row all across sports and the casino. And I'm talking bets and gets, profit boosts, free spins, even surprise drops for social and Telegram users. And with December being so packed, you got the NFL, you got college NFL, your college bowl season, college hoops. It's all serving up for opportunities to cash. And if you go to mybookie.ag now, punch in the code 49ers, 49ERS, you get your first bet covered up to $500. Make sure you click that opt-in button. If you go big and miss on the first bet, use your bet back bonus token and run it back. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. And I mean anywhere. I've used this in California. I've used it in Texas. Doesn't matter where you're at. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers. And again, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. Shout out to the man, Lieutenant Simple Jack, Rob Louder, legend in the house. Man, I missed that chat earlier. Sorry about that. You are the best, man. Appreciate you. Glad you're here. Everybody go check out Striking Gold Podcast on Spotify or podcast, wherever you listen. Go check it out. It's as good as can be. Way better than what we do here. No doubt about that. Notorious GAV, thank you, man. Appreciate the super chat. He says, Chappers, I'm a Nuggets fan. Oh, yeah, Tommy, he's a troll. He'll get you. He said Warriors fan, but sorry about that. Nuggets, really? That's okay. Also, can we get a poll in the chat? Could you forgive Ayuk if he came back to the team? Oh, I don't like that, man. I really don't. Every time I do a poll on YouTube, people get mad, and I always get all these emails because the poll never works the proper way. And so, like, based on what people have set up, it just gets weird. And so, anyway, I'm trying to set it up over here. Let's see here. All right, I'm typing it in. We'll see. Can you forgive, I hate this, Ayuk, if he returned to team? All right, yes, no, here we go. I'm starting the poll. So if you are watching live, you will see that. And I hate even bringing this up. I didn't even like type. Yeah, I muted his entire, like, I muted Brandon Ayuk on Twitter today. Like, Ayuk is muted. Brandon Ayuk is muted. Like, I don't give a damn. Like, D-U-N. I am completely over anything that does with that man. I ain't got nothing. Early on, we're at about 62% say no, so that's kind of where we are. But anyway, so I put that up there. Y'all remind me when we start wrapping up the show to go check that. Look at this, Ben. Our 8-2 conference record isn't just the best. It can't be caught. That all set up so good. That's the crazy thing. Now, you've got two conference games, so you could finish 8-4. So if you lose out, sure, but you're the leader in the clubhouse, right? Like, I guess that analogy doesn't work because you're still playing two conference games. But, yeah, you get 10 and 2. You could be there. And so you win all those tiebreakers. You win out. Weber, appreciate you. He said, you nailed it yesterday. When Purdy is having fun, it changes the game. And it changes the offense. Let's go. Man, the offense was so freaking good. And then Ben putting things in context. We're not rooting for the Seahawks. We're rooting against the Rams. That makes it okay. I like the semantics. It makes it work. look at that. Notorious GAV. Tommy, you forced my hand. I love it. That is awesome. So let's talk. I'm way behind on the chat. I don't think I want to be able to catch up, and I apologize. Now, let's talk about some 49ers grades. And offensively, the 49ers were incredible. No doubt about it. And you look at the grades. You had five elite grades. Trent Williams had his highest graded game of his entire career. He had a 95.6 with a 95.1 run block. That dude was pancaking people left and right. It was incredible. Brock Purdy, number two, had a 91 grade. You had George Kittle, 89.8 grade. Ricky Pearsall, 88.0 grade. And DeMarcus Robinson, like the film, watch it, number five. Dude's out there block. He had a 92.5 run block grade. DeMarcus Robinson. That dude, DeMarcus Robinson showing up, man. Now, he only played 23 out of 74 snaps, right? One third of the snaps, but he could step in and play any spot. He plays all three, X, Z, and slot. He could play them all. And so whenever Pearsall got hurt, he could step in. You could also put Kendrick Bourne in that spot. But DeMarcus Robinson just gives you that depth, and dude is such a damn good blocker. He's incredible. So you have these five elite grades. You go down to, again, whenever you take a snap, you start at 60. 11 out of 17 offensive players, only 17 players played offensively. 11 of them graded out positive. So six were negative. That's it. Now, you look over at the defense, which definitely didn't have a good game. You had two players above replacement level. Cleveland Farrell and Jason Pinnock, 73 and a 71, not good. And you only had four grade, like again, you start at 60. You only had four players grade positively. Upton Stout, 69.3. D Winner, 65.5. That's it. The rest, you had 17 players take snaps on defense. 5 through 17, all negative. That kind of fits what we saw. Defense was bad. You did force three and outs. No sacks, no turnovers, all the draft turnovers, getting beat deep by everybody. It went good. Now you look special teams wise. Oh man, 19 players who took special team snaps graded out positively. That is, dude, I'm telling you, special teams is for real. And it wasn't even one of the better special teams games. So many people are doing their damn job. That's what's huge. Cam's dad, appreciate super chat, man. He says, Brock was mad that KP doesn't know the plays. He got mad at Juwan Jennings, and he got mad at, yeah, you remember that one where he's like, Juwan, outside. Yeah, you could hear him on the broadcast view, and then Ricky Pearsall jumped off sides. But yeah, KB, he got mad at Ricky Pearsall one play too because he was running the drag route, and he didn't climb to depth. I don't think that pass would have been completed anyway. I think probably one of the worst passes. I think there were two bad plays from Brock Purdy all game, which is crazy whenever you have, how many offensive plays? Like 74? The offensive breakdown was long. Like, Brock was unbelievable. But yeah, I like it when Brock is taking charge and whenever he is demonstrative, positive or negative. That's what I want out there. Yeah, so I'm with you there. I think that's... yeah, anyway, take that for what you will. But the grades say a story where it's like, dude, this is an offense and defense. I'm sorry, offensive and special teams team. Those two phases. Now, you go look at it. I've been saying this forever. The way to win these games, offense do their job, special teams do their job, defense do what you can. You look at the EPA, expected points added, which, you know, I'm not the biggest EPA nerd, but it aligns with the film. The offense graded out as a plus 20.9, best of this season. It was the highest offensive EPA of the year for the 49ers. Defense, negative 13.37, fourth worst. So offense incredible, defense bad. That's why you gave up 24 points to the Titans, right? Special teams, plus 2.29. And so whatever I say, like, yeah, special teams was good, graded out positive. It was the eighth best this year. And that's a testament to how great the 49ers special team has been this year. You have a positive special teams grade overall, and it's the eighth best? You played 12 games. Now, I went back and looked last year just for, you know, giggles. This would have been, this special teams performance, plus two, which is not great, would have been the third best last year out of 17 games. That's how bad they were last year. Eighth best this year would have been third best last year. Win two phases, win the game. You want offense, you dominated that. You want special teams, they missed that field goal. They had some bad kickoff coverages. They had a bad punt, whatever else. That there you go. Win offense, win special teams, defense, do what you can. I think that's there. Sonia Simmons getting that touchdown was a slap in the face. Yeah. Wasn't great. It wasn't great. Simmons is incredible. That dude's mean as hell. And they got him a couple times. Like, but yeah, you take that for what you will. Yeah, special teams have been magic this year. I just, the difference it makes. And there were a couple bad special teams plays. You had the missed field goal. Jeffrey Simmons, same guy, had the personal foul, which could have been called three times. And shout out to John Weeks watching the film. Like, that dude keeps getting run over by Jeffrey Simmons on extra points. And he goes up to the ref. He's like, dude, he can't do that. Told him twice on tape. And again, go to 49ersrush.com. Sign up. It's there. Or a Patreon. He goes up. He says, dude, he can't do that. He's on the ground like, dude, what the hell? And then sure enough, he gets called the next time. So the veteran understanding and harping on the refs and working the refs, and then he gave you a free extra field goal. That's a big deal. That is a big deal. Yeah, Cam's dad. Appreciate you, man. Boyer gets stolen before Saleh, I predict. Well, if he gets stolen, what's he going to get stolen for? A head coaching job? I mean, yeah. Is he going to leave here to be a special teams coordinator somewhere else whenever he's already proven? You know, maybe he wants to be at a different place, but Robert Saleh took care of him and brought him here. It's hard to do those lateral moves. You can block that, right? And Shanahan has rules in the NFL for that. So is Boyer going to get head coaching consideration? I don't know. I doubt that. There's not a lot of special teams coordinators that take place. Harbaugh is one of them. Not our Harbaugh, the other one. But, yeah, I don't know. I hope not. I hope they're able to retain it. Shanahan will block that. He did. You remember he did it to the LaFleur brother, who was like the offensive coordinator, quote-unquote, but not call plays, and he tried to go coach with his brother in Green Bay, and Shanahan said, you ain't going nowhere. What you think this is? You shall not pass. So, man, I think Boyer and I think Robert Saleh stay for one more year. And again, the only way Boyer could leave is if he gets fired. Shanahan doesn't do that often. Or if he becomes a head coach. Can't block that. Yeah, love how the Titans try to kick away for more. That is huge. And he has been savage. He's been great. I love that. Right here, Ronnie. John, do you think the remaining of the game special teams will avoid kicking it to Sky like the way the Titans did? I hope so. I don't mind Brian Robinson returning because that's a thumper. Like, I love the personality that brings. You know what I mean? Obviously, you want Sky Moore being the guy, but if they have to spend time game planning, directional kicks, and kicking away from as a coach, man, I'm happy. Really, you're going to spend time as a team saying, we're not going to kick it to this guy. Do you understand the message that sends to a team? Because everybody is in the special teams meetings. Everybody. So what happens is you have your all-team meeting. If you ever watch Hard Knocks or been a part of a coaching staff or player, like, everybody's a part of special teams. You have your all-team meeting. Then you have your special teams meetings. Then you break up and go to your individual groups, right? Everybody, quarterback, everybody. So imagine being in a special teams meeting, and they got the projector up there, and they're going through this week, and they're like, right here, Sky Moore, we are not going to kick it to him. We're going to stay away from him. What message does that send? The whole team just heard you're scared of their guy? Oh, I hope so. Oh, I love the psychology of this. Oh, I freaking love it. You're spending time and just the, like, really? We're scared, coach? Nah. Like, I love that stuff. Yeah. Boyer would get only go be a head coach in college possible. I don't know the backstory and where he is and all that stuff. I know his son was playing at Montana State. Where we got Bergen. Yeah, Montana State, I believe. I don't know. Jeffrey Simmons would look lovely with the Niners. He ain't going nowhere, and that dude, he's a damn good player, but off the field, he don't fit a lot of narratives. I mean, I'm going to say that. Sid, I don't see Sala leaving here to go to another DC job. Yeah, it's head coach or bust, and he will have head coaching options. But again, I will constantly, constantly, constantly say this. In your second part of your comment, Sin, I agree with you. Sin says, I think he would be very choosy about his next head coaching position. You got to go to a qualified quarterback, a good quarterback, and a good owner. That is not going to be available this year unless somebody announces a retirement, a head coach, out of the blue. There is not a team that is out there that has a quality owner and a good quarterback. And I know people keep bringing up the Bengals and Joe Burrow. Man, Joe Burrow, who knows what's next for him? That dude's looking like Andrew Luck 2.0. And then the worst owner, the worst. You don't go work for Brown. You don't do that. So, like, no. What other jobs? Miami, no. There's not a quarterback there. And the owner, no. So, the Jets, golly, no. Like, Cleveland, no. Cincinnati, no. Like, I don't know. What other? Tennessee, they got a quarterback, don't have a good owner. They got a quarterback, don't have a good owner. I'm not going there. Raiders, 0-2 in that category. Cardinals, oh, my God, no way. 0-2 in that category. Saints, I think they're keeping Kellen Moore. I don't think they're changing. Atlanta, do they have a good quarterback? I don't think so. I think they keep Raheem Morris, but, yeah, I mean, Penix, you going to judge your future on that? I don't think so. Minnesota, I don't think they're firing their coach. Nobody there. Giants, not a good owner. Horrible owner, and you're already in New York. So that's there's not a spot. So a surprise one, somebody who announces retirement or something like that, maybe. Maybe. But still, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know. And look at this. Delvin, what are the 49ers best at? They are the best at football the way it was intended to be, entertaining, ground and pound. I like that. So let's dive into it. Let's get to the point where we talk about what the 49ers are best at right after this. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you gotta come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And remember, Indianapolis, we will be there Sunday. We're going to be at Tom's Watch Bar. Again, our day before party is Sunday because it's Monday Night Football. 3-7. Cannot wait. This is our last eighth trip. Man, we have racked up the miles, which has been awesome. And it's been so great partying with everybody. So Sunday, Tom's Watch Bar, 3-7. Then we have an all-inclusive tailgate for the Monday Night Football game starting at 4 p.m. at the Saint Shack, three blocks from the stadium. And this is premium. It's costly. We paid a lot of money. I didn't know Indy was going to be this pricey. I was a little shocked by that. But anyway, that's where it's going to be. Now, Matt Maiocco just put out a couple updates. This is 49ers injury updates. Spencer Burford, knee and ankle, is expected to be able to practice this week. That's huge. Connor Colby stepped in for some snaps, but you don't want him out there. Burford had one of his worst games, but he played injured. Pearsall aggravated his PCL. They'll see how this week goes with his knee and ankle. Not sure he'll be able to practice. That's the worst news. You really, really need Pearsall to make this offense kind of work the way it's supposed to. Anyway, Jordan Elliott, knee, should be able to practice. Tatum Bethune, Sam O, Eric Kendricks, and Eter Gross Matos should all be able to practice this week, said Kyle Shanahan. Nick Martin, still in concussion protocol. That is scary. Now you're getting into scary territory with that concussion. Man, that's rough. It's been 3 weeks now, and he's still not progressing through the phases. That breaks my heart, man. I hope that kid's okay. A very exciting kid, but that is that scares me, man. So there's the injury updates. I love it. Right here, Vicky, appreciate the super chat. I don't see Sala leaving next year since he lost Fred and Nick. What are our thoughts on Justin Jefferson coming over? I would love Justin Jefferson to come over. I'd pay multiple first. I'd be totally happy with that. I have no I can't understand a world where the Vikings would get rid of him. You're trying to make a young quarterback work. Obviously, they just beat the Cowboys, but that's easy. Everybody does that. So I love it from a Niners perspective. I can't make it make sense for the Vikings. I just cannot understand why they would do that. I would love for it to happen. I can't understand why they would do that. Camstad, appreciate you, man. I have a weird theory. Burrows is sad for personal reasons mostly. I think he plays for the other team and wants to reveal. Yeah, man, those past few games, Burrows looked like the worst quarterback in the NFL. I know the highlight reels are there, but you're making like throws like, what was that guy's name? Will Levis? Like, just it's going bad, bad, bad. And, you know, I do think Burrow is a top five quarterback in the NFL. I say with a question mark. Joe Burrow's better than Brock Purdy for sure, but dude, the injuries, all the stuff, like I like Joe Burrow. I'm not one of those guys where I'm like multiple first and Brock Purdy to get him. I think there's holes on this roster that you would want to fill through youth, and I want to use those. Oh, look at this, man. Talk about all these all-stars. Juan Solis, the man. What's up, John Victory, buddy? Happy 14th birthday to Natalie. Are you kidding me? One of my favorite people in the entire world. Happy birthday, Natalie. She is just incredible. I still got a bracelet right here, man. Makes me happy. I see it every day whenever I come into the office to work. And just she's very, very sweet. And we love you and your family, Juan. You are a brother, dude. And I really appreciate all that you've done for us. 49ers Rush does not exist without Juan Solis, period. Those are facts. Love that, man. Appreciate you, buddy. And Ben, yeah, Jacob Cowing, his practice window is supposed to be open this week. So if they do that, he gets 21 days to practice, and then you got to make a decision. Shut him down or put him on the active roster. You've already got one young wide receiver, Jordan Watkins, just being healthy, scratched every week. But now with Ricky Pearsall out, that's why it makes sense. So now that Pearsall, they said he's not going to be practicing that much this week. There you go. Because Jordan Watkins plays the X. He doesn't play Z. So you're not going to see Jordan Watkins getting Z snaps. The Niners don't do that, especially for rookies. Jacob Cowing has played the Z. Jacob Cowing has played the slot. So that makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, right here. Isn't Jefferson like $50 million a year, though? Yeah, but once those giant signing bonuses are signed, trading for that contract for the receiving team, it works. Like, it wouldn't be killer at all. You could totally swing that as the Niners. But this is another reason why teams don't trade those contracts and those stars because, dude, we already paid out all that dead money. So not only are we getting screwed on the contract side, but we're losing our franchise player that sells all the jerseys that everybody comes to the game to see and who helps our quarterback. I would love to. From a Niners perspective, yes, yes, yes. From a Vikings, I just cannot understand why anybody would do that. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's exciting. Cowan going to get out there and practice. Hopefully he makes it through routes on air. He has not made it through. He's practiced twice this year. The very first practice of training camp, hamstring pull, routes on air. Didn't even get to one-on-ones. 5 weeks out, comes back. He hasn't completed a practice yet this year. So Wednesday will be his first practice. Golly, man, I hope he's okay. Like, that dude's got two hardcore hamstring issues, hasn't finished one practice, hasn't even made it through half of a practice yet. Ooh, that's rough. That hurts. All right, the title of this show, which took us way too long to get to, what are the 49ers best at? What is the thing that they are best at this year? Now, we do our scouting report, and we dive through all these, you know, 20-plus metrics rankings of all 32 teams. The 49ers are not first in anything. They're not. They're second in one category, and I think it's what they're best at. In this past game against the Titans, third down percentage on offense. They are the best third down team in the NFL. Now, they're second ranked, but they're converting at 49.2%. They have had 183 third downs. They converted 90. And whenever you can maintain staying on the field in those first downs, gives your defense a break, gives you more scoring positions, more scoring opportunities, all those things. And whenever your field goal kickers are freaking perfect after you cut Jake Moody, you only missed two field goals all year. Both were Jake Moody, right? And then he got fired after the first game. Everybody's been perfect since then. The 49ers are the best at converting third downs. That is a Brock Purdy staple. Now, Mac Jones was good at it. Mac Jones was good at it, the fact that he would get to third and manageable way more often than Brock Purdy would. Brock Purdy this past game, he had third and 11, third and 13, third and 9. He had all these long third downs. Now, Brock Purdy converted every damn one of them. And again, the only one he didn't convert was because Juwan Jennings didn't fight back for the ball. It was perfect read, perfect pass, perfect executed. Juwan just didn't fight down for the ball. Contested catch, got batted down. Like, the 49ers are the best at third downs. Offensively, what are they worst at? We all know the answer to that. Pass rush. They do not have a pass rush at all. At all. Look at the notorious GAV. Got to get that fullback comment in there. I love it. He says, we are the best at 21 personnel. It's not even close. That's where you go. Two backs, Kyle Juszczyk, Christian McCaffrey, and one tight end. Yeah, getting pretty good at it. They've been pretty good at it. And Kyle Juszczyk's having a year, man. I think that he has been great this year. Statistic-wise, it's hard to measure that or quantify it. Quantify that with, you know, box scores or whatever else, and you haven't run the ball well. Like, that's another thing that's weird. Like, the 49ers are 31st. You're better than one team at yards per rush attempt. That's a crazy Shanahan stat. A lot of that has to do with the interior offensive line, whatever else. But, like, even once you got Kittle back, even when you got Pearsall back, even when you got Jennings back, even, man, you start looking at, like, this past game, the 49ers rush attempt, you ran the ball 38 times, but 3.6. That's right at your average. Now, that can work if you're converting third downs, which that's what they're best at, right? You convert third downs, you're going to be okay. Yeah, I like this too, Howdy. Brock's off-schedule plays have been a nightmare for opposing defense. They could get all the answers right to the test. They call the perfect coverage, the perfect line stunt, the perfect blitz. Brock Purdy says, awesome, you got it all figured out. You stopped me initially. Brock Purdy spins out, rolls out to his right, left, scrambles, throws a perfect pass to, to Marcus Robinson, whatever, like, what do you do? And that's always been the goal. And that's the difference between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones, which nobody's having those conversations anymore because now you have the answers to that test. Brock brings explosives. Brock brings points and adaptability where, like, things could go really bad up front for Brock Purdy. He's going to answer the call. A little bit different. Mac Jones is a different type of guy. It's not a negative on him. It's just, man, that's a positive on Brock. It's a positive on Brock. Oh, man. All right, let's jump over to our poll. Let's see where we're at right now. Oh, wow. Got about 100 votes on there. Can you forgive Ayuk if he returned to the team? 48% said yes. 52% said no. You guys are way better than I am. Maybe I need to provide more grace in my life. That's a hardcore no for me. That is a hardcore no for me. I am nope, 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 nope. Not happening for me, but that's okay. That's okay. Wherever you are on that one, it's 50-50. I don't want to convince anybody to jump to the other side. Dude, forgiveness is awesome. You will have a better life if you can learn to forgive people. And I'm pretty good at forgiveness with a lot of things. Quitting on your team ain't one of them. Maybe that's something I got to work on. But if you are one of those people that's in the positive 50% that can forgive, dude, that's awesome. I'm trying to learn from you. I'm trying to be like you. But team first always. Team first always. Cam's dad, I like this. I would take him back if he did a public interview. He ain't doing that. With hard questions and said he was a complete moron. I can tell you this, that ain't happening for multiple reasons. But, yeah, and that's okay. That's okay. Stay with, look at Sid. Says, John, you need to offer an option C. Need more information. I don't need any more information. I don't. Maybe if he comes back and does like the Billy Madison to Chubbs apology, you were right. I was wrong. You were smart. I was not smart. Does all those things. Like, yeah, bid. Quitters don't work on any team. I'm good, man. Do I think another team will take a shot on him? Yes. Talented, young, yes. He will get another shot. And once he's gone, cool. It's kind of like watching Jake Moody kick now for the Commanders. I don't care. You can't hurt me no more. I'm impervious to pain, Jake Moody, because of you. Make your kicks, don't care. Miss your kicks, don't care. Brandon Ayuk, I don't care. Go side for the Chiefs. Be an all-pro wide receiver. You are off my team. I am thankful. We are better without you. I believe that. That's just me. Yeah, so I don't wish ill will. I just want you to get the hell out. Like, it's simple. Anyway, love you guys. This has been fun. Now, tomorrow, we are not going to have a John and Wayne show. That's my bad. I've got family stuff all day. I might be able to do an impromptu show, but no scheduled show. I will be getting more film breakdowns done on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. So if you haven't subscribed yet, 7-day free trial. Ooh, go check it out. Go check it out. But as far as like the 10 o'clock show tomorrow, not going to be able to do that. I got some family stuff that crossed up during that time. But I will try to get a show out later in the day if I can. If not, we'll have a Wednesday show. We're going to keep grinding. We're not going anywhere. Thank you guys so much. You are the absolute best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.